At first Leo did not know, but one day he could feel it, and Leo's interest grew. He couldn't conceal it, so Leo looked. He would look all around the forest and beside the brook, but no one was there. No, no one was there. No, not by the tool shed, not by the homestead, not by the pig's pen. There was no one in the glen. Glen closed in on his prey, kept getting closer every day, as if a forest fire frightened and forced Glen over Leo's barbed wire. But when Glen left, Leo guessed what he sensed was just from being overstressed. The presence was gone. The presence was gone. But sometimes it drew near. Leo called, "Who's there?" No animal ran. Leo thought, "Must be a man." Was silent except for the sharp stinging flies. Glen was caught. He froze, enclosed in Leo's eyes. Leo's eyes, Leo, like a hunter, stepped toward Glen, the startled fawn. But in a blink and branch snap, Glen was gone. Glen was gone. Leo kept waiting for that feeling, anticipating. He would sigh when he felt it, he'd fallen for the spy. Leo couldn't help it, but there was nothing to say. Words were not as interesting as the way Glen got Leo feeling. Glen got Leo feeling. Possibilities were a welcome tease. Glen read Leo's thought, no words please. And there were not, no words please. And there were not.